Hello, this is Alyssa Hilwerda, and welcome to Becoming a Disney Princess. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what auditions look like and what Disney looks for in a princess. We'll have a short interview part asking fellow Disney goers if they see these qualities in the princess. The first topic we're going to be talking about today is the overall requirements of what casting directors look for. A lot of people don't know this, but the requirements are really specific, and they want what they want and aren't going to change their requirements. Some of their very strict requirements include height requirements. For the most part, princesses, there's a requirement between 5'4 and 5'7 to help preserve character integrity as well as costume fitting. So if you're below that 5'4 or above that 5'7, they're not going to make any changes. Even if you're the most princess-like, they want to keep that quality going along. Sizing is a really important part as well. The largest size Disney carries for their princess costumes is a size 10. Former Disney princesses have stated in their blogs that they have found these sizes to be true. As saddening as this is, it's not really against people that aren't and that sizing, it's just keeping the quality alive, and children are really specific about what they see, and for something as particular as Disney, they want to keep it consistent. The age, Disney is very specific on their age. You have to be at least 18 years old to audition, and you have to be a legal working in the USA. There has been kids younger than 18 trying to like squeeze in those requirements, but they are really strict on what they say. Most characters are 18 to 23, according to a former Disney princess during her AMA, her session in Reddit last year. It's really rare to find a princess over 27, but it's not uncommon for princesses to be 24 to 26. It is keeping those quality alive of them all being like around the same age, and kids are really noticeable about those things. And improv skills. You need to know everything about your character and ready to answer any questions thrown your way. If a child asks Rapunzel where Pascal is, she needs to have the answer ready to go. Kids are very particular about what they want, and if you are off a beat by a second, they're gonna notice that that magic isn't alive. So they wanna keep that very, alive in that. Also, what to wear. You need to wear comfortable clothes that allow you to dance and move. This actually comes from the actual Disney site where they give the requirements for auditions. Running or basketball shorts, t-shirts or athletic shirts, yoga pants or dance attire, no heels, short skirts or dresses, a tight or restrictive clothing. It's best to bring a pair of shoes that you plan to wear and change into them upon arrival. Many studios allow dance shoes, but it really depends on where you are going for this audition. Know this, there has been many people in the past who have come in with a princess outfit or exotic makeup, and they are most likely not going to book them for the job. They want to see the natural beauty that you have, and if you're anything less, it's going to, again, defeat that magic. The last and final point is having a good attitude. This is really key. If you're having a good time at the audition, it will reflect in your performance. If you're feeling nervous or uncomfortable, just know that everyone else is too. The casting team wants you to have fun and just give it your best shot. Not everyone has to be a dancer, but everyone does have to have a positive energy and smile. It most definitely will help if you have dancing experience. Many Disney princesses do grow up in the dance world, and that's where they have a lot of that energy from and the facials, but it is just really important to show that you want to be there. There is millions of girls that want this opportunity, but they're going to look at the best one who actually wants this job rather than someone who is just there for the money or things like that. We're going to be talking about what the actual audition looks like. This is a question that a lot of girls fear and wonder, since it is so extensive and they have so many requirements. It's definitely not a walk in the park going to an audition. Some tips and ideas of what it looks like is they want you to be early and prepared. Have a headshot with you and a resume in hand. No matter how early you arrive, it will never be nearly enough. Cars are lined up two blocks back to turn into the elusive cast member parking structure at least an hour before a call time for check-in. So it is super important to be on time, be early, and ready to go. You can't leave to get food or find a restaurant when you are in the line, so make sure that you have all the snacks and you are definitely prepared. The line is the most extensive part. You're gonna meet a lot of different people who really love Disney, and you may think that you are the most Disney person in the world, but you're gonna meet a bunch of different people who probably know a lot more than you, so be prepared that you're not the only one going into this that really wants this. There are two types of auditions. There's the parade audition as well as the overall face audition, seeing if you can match that Disney princess like. The parade audition is the first round. You learn choreography movement. It's a lot of animated marching and waving to imaginary audiences. The choreography is rather simple. It's just seeing if you can catch on and keep a beat with Disney and if you can go along with it. 1 of 10 are kept for the next phase of the audition out of 100 girls. So it is really important that that first audition, you really are paying attention and showing that you can latch on fast. That's really important, is consistency and being able to latch on fast. Going on to the second part of the audition is the face audition. It's important to keeping a Disney level smile, especially when there are 10 panelists around you. It's important in this part to be on at all times, making sure that you're happy and not grouchy or grumpy in this time. So that is really important. The overall audition for this part of it is they're looking at if you can smile, if you know your character, if you are really good at acting in hard and difficult situations. That's something that you really need to know going into Disney World. Kids are really smart and they will catch on. So this part of it is really consistent and true that you need to be on at all times, and that's what's gonna make you get the overall job. On to the next topic, we're going to be talking about what actual real life Disney goers see in these character performers and what they see and feel. So hi, Mrs. Holwerda.
Hi, Alyssa.
It's nice to see you.
You too.
I'm excited for you to hear some of my questions. So, do you see Disney princesses really keep their composure?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
They definitely keep their composure.
How so?
The way we were in one of the food places, the way they approach the kids at each table, and the way they approached our table was just wonderful. The way they use their eyes and their animated features. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Are they quick to answer in uncomfortable situations? Do you think, like, because there's been, like, cases in the past where, like, people, like, try to, like, ruin the magic and say, like, you're not really, like, a princess. Like, do you think that they're good at their job in that?
Well, I haven't seen numerous ones of that. I've seen one on YouTube, and I did see one with you.
Yeah.
When you had your Pascal hat, and she said something like, "Oh, there's Pascal. I've been looking for you."
Yeah, they're very good on their feet like that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them break character often in Disney? Is that, like, something common you see?
I've never seen it.
Well, yeah.
I've never come across that, but I've only been 3 times.
Okay.
And on my 3 times, no.
And do you think, like, a majority of princesses keep the magic alive? Like, do you think they come there and to be, like, a princess? It's not, like, just a fun little job. Do you think they're, like, serious about what they're doing?
Do I think they're serious about what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think they bring a lot of the characters to life, where children can see a 3-dimensional character and enjoy being interacting. I think when you're little, you learn how to talk and to engage, and I think they're the ideal, perfect thing for people to learn how to, kids to look up to.
Definitely. They're major role models and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all we have time for today, everybody. Thank you for coming and talking to us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all your listeners for tuning in today. Some links that were sponsored by this podcast today were Disney Programs Blog, Disney Fanatic, the actual Disney website with requirements, and babe.net, which is from an actual real-life Disney princess and her situations. Be on the lookout for the next episode, which will be talking about what living looks like as a Disney princess, and have a magical day.